الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولان العظيم. Yesterday we tried to explain one of the very many ways how we can achieve our objective. That is, we become the favorites of Allah, Allah loves us, and we have all our sins forgiven. Once that is done, our road immediately from now, right forever in Jannah, is open. There will be no azab, there will be no nothing, if we just go directly, and Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. For that, ulama have written, when we listen to bayans, there are four intentions that we must make. Not just listen, we must make these four intentions. The one is, I'm going to listen attentively. Many, we just sit and we're listening. We didn't make any intention. So to make the intention, I'm going to pay attention. The second is that I'm going to remember what is being said. We can all well understand how much we have heard in bayans, kitab reading, etc. For students, for in our madrasa days, maktab, when we became alim, if we remembered 0.0001%, we should be like big alamas today. But we forget, because the basic cause, when we heard, we didn't make the niyat of remembering. We have to make that niyat. Now also, let us make the niyat. The third niyat is that I'm going to make amal. If we had made amal also on 0.00, we don't know how many, 1%, we should have been the greatest buzurgs today. But we don't, because we didn't make the niyat of making amal. So we don't get the tawfiq of making amal. And the fourth is to convey to other people, to tell other people. Today that also, people should have regarded us as such their great benefactors, muhsineen, that you told us so many good things. But we don't say anything, not even to our wives we go and say. So the four things, and to check ourselves, check us from the reverse side. That ask myself, that all what I've heard or now what I'm hearing, do I go and tell anyone? Yesterday's bayan, did I tell anyone about it? Then the next after that is, how much have I made amal of what I heard? This bayan's today after Zohar, before Zohar, yesterday's bayan's, how much have I made amal? And that how much have I remembered of it? Most of us, if we ask immediately after the bayan, what was the bayan? We forgot already. Because we didn't make a niyat. Like if I look at the time now, and my niyat is not to remember the time. After 1 second somebody asks me what's the time, again I'll look, because I don't remember it. But if you make the niyat of looking, you'll remember. And then then check ourselves on, did I listen attentively? Did I pay attention? So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So like yesterday's bayan, similar to that, or if you take it a different way, both are how we can reach Allah Ta'ala and become the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And that we read throughout the Quran, many, many places, where Allah has coupled the two, iman and amal salihah. Either it can refer to the perfection of iman and amal salihah. Or, moreover, it is that to the level of one's iman and amal salihah. Everyone is at a different level. And this is also the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. He didn't wait till we reach perfection. And then only that He bless us with His ni'mat. But how much we make effort, Allah gives us so much also. For example, in those countries where they have a ration for every person, so much rice you can get, so much flour, so much oil, etc. And if a mother is expecting a child, and she says, you can see the clear signs are visible there, and she says this child is also there, give the ration for the child. He say, no, till we don't see the child, and we won't rely on a scan. We have to see this. But she can take oath also. She can show that the child is there. But it won't be till the child is not born. Then they will now issue a ration card for the child. So, but Allah Ta'ala didn't say, till you have reached perfection, then I will bless you. Even as whatever level you have, according to that level, Allah blesses a person. So we have the level, and it's up to us, everyone, to increase our level of Iman and Amal-i-Salihah. And we know there are various levels of Iman and Amal-i-Salihah. So how much we will increase? So much. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah Ta'ala will make sofa for the future. In the future, Allah will make for that person wudda. Wudda, love. Allah will create love for such a person. Yeah, in the ayat of yesterday, that Allah Ta'ala, yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. And yeah, Allah will create your love. That is, as we will explain inshallah, in the whole creation, Allah will create your love. Yeah, also ulama have explained a very delicate point which we all should try and remember. Some ulama have explained it in this way, that mashhoor hona aur hai. To be famous is something else. Maqbool hona aur hai. And to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala is a separate thing. It doesn't mean that every person who's famous, even in deeni lines, big alim, big sheikh, etc., very pious person, it doesn't mean that every famous person is maqbool, is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And there are many people who are not, nobody knows them also. When they come to a gathering, when they go, nobody spoke to them, nobody made salam, just walked past them, but they are maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. They've got great position by Allah Ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were famous also, they had to be, because they were the beacons of hidayat, they had to guide people, and they were maqbool also. And there were many other people, Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, many, many people who were very famous also, but no acceptance by Allah whatsoever. So we must not think that when I'm, this is also, it will help us to come out of this deception that I must be known, that people must know me, people must follow me, and people must praise me, etc. All that is not going to help. I must be known by Allah Ta'ala. Abu Dharr Ghifari rahmatullah alayh, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari rahmatullah alayh passed by. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, that is Abu Dharr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was surprised. He said, you people live in the heavens. He's an inhabitant, citizen of Medina Sharif. How come you know him? He said, huwa ashhar indana ma huwa mashhoor bainakum. He is more famous by us than what he is famous and known by you people. Like that, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not any orator or anything, but he was more accepted, he was more famous by the malaika. That is what we must be worried, to be famous there by Allah Ta'ala in the alam of ghaib there. So, bima ya Jibreel, on what account is it? Then two main things. Kathrata tilawatihi قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. He reads Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. He reads it in abundance. And there are great, great virtues. You read three times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ, you get the thawab of a whole Qur'an Sharif. You read 10 times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ, Allah builds a palace for you in Jannah. There are great, great virtues of reading قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. And the other, that he has totally humbled himself. And he reated his nafs. He doesn't regard himself as anything whatsoever. And there are stages in that also, that one is a person has made kathre nafs, and he reated his nafs, and he knows I've done it. And the one is so much he has done it that he doesn't even know. And he doesn't know that I'm existing also. Forget other people not knowing his existence. He's so humble, so like nothing. Even he himself, he forgets himself. So this is total humbleness. And man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Who humbles himself for Allah's sake, that's the condition. In all the virtue ayat and hadith of virtue, mostly there is a condition. We bypass the condition and we only think of that amal. The hafiz, great virtues, but there's a condition. He must make amal on it. Without that, the virtue is not there. The virtue is when he makes amal on it. And alim, like now we heard in the kitab also, for ilm, what a great thing to acquire, but on condition we make amal on that ilm. If we don't make amal on it, then the virtue is not there. Then in fact, that is punishment for that person. A person who doesn't make amal on his ilm, there is punishment for that person. So Allah, so it is humility. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So according how much we will have iman and amal is saliha, Allah will create muhabbat for that person. So this muhabbat, some ulama have said, muhabbat, love of Allah Ta'ala is one thing. Some said to be famous. Some said to be the muhabbat of Allah. And the other is to have fame. But you haven't got love of Allah. And the love of Allah is such a thing. Shaitan made so much ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Famous about it. The amount of ibadat he made. The amount of knowledge of deen. That the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya, their shariat, all the masalas, and what we will say the fine print, all the juziyat, he had the knowledge of all that. And he had marifat of Allah also. He recognized Allah, but he didn't have love of Allah Ta'ala. That is where he fell short. And we also can think that many of us lot ilm. And usually, normally, what ilm comes, that you don't now worry about the love of Allah. I've got lot knowledge. I'm the most knowledgeable person. Or you know you have got knowledge. But that love of Allah is not there. It's very dangerous. The more the knowledge you have, and you don't have the love of Allah, a person who might have little knowledge, but he has got lot of love of Allah, is far superior. So the love of Allah is very important. So he had knowledge also. He had ibadat also. And he had marifat also. He didn't have love of Allah Ta'ala. So the love of Allah is a very, very great thing. So in this ayat, how we can gain Allah's love, and Allah Himself will spread our love in the whole creation. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. So in the explanation of this, it comes when Allah loves a person because of his iman and amal salihah. And to that level that Allah loves a person, then Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Jibreel, I love so and so, you also love him. Yes, that about shaitan, that part got left out, that Allah did not have love for, he did not have love for Allah, Allah did not have love for him. So all his ibadat, Allah knew he's doing it without love. And it wasn't accepted from the start. And only he came to know much later, when the final command came, and the test, or asif test takes place sometimes. So when it, Allah told him, make sajda to Adam, it was easy to see the command of Allah. He went and inquired what is the, and work out all, make tahqeeq of the command of Allah. He had to make itaat, obey Allah Ta'ala. Had he obeyed Allah, made taqleed, and just accepted the command of Allah, his work should have been done very greatly. And in fact, even after he made a mistake, ulama have explained, Allah reward our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, he explained to us the same alphabets he used to plead to Allah Ta'ala. He made dua to Allah and his dua got accepted also. Had he just read it, his istidad was weak. He read the alphabets wrongly. Instead of saying that, Anzirni, give me time. If it's just the same words, An, Alif, Noon, Zai, and Ra, he said, Unzur ilayya, have mercy, I made a mistake. Then Allah should have forgiven him. Adam alayhi salam at that time, he said, I made a mistake. Then Allah Ta'ala forgave him. And he also said, I made a mistake. His work should have been done. But he rather asked for time till Qiyamah. that I can, and to mislead the people. And that dua also Allah accepted. And that so much ma'rifat he had, he knew at that time when Allah was very angry. So in anger you won't ask somebody. And if you ask, you know you're going to get negative results. But he knew that when Allah is angry also, Allah's anger doesn't control Allah. And because of his anger now he is infial. That now he'll be controlled by his anger. He knew Allah will be himself. And at that time, in that also, Allah accepted his dua. So Allah Ta'ala make us that we become obedient servants and this iman and amal is salih. So Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so, you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salam then announces to all the malaika in the heavens, Allah loves so and so, I also love him, you all also love him. Then all the malaika, that this love is increased till in the creation also. And then you will find those that to that level when they have reached, this Ahmed Talun was one very oppressive ruler of Egypt. And one our great alim who spoke out against him, the wrong that he was doing. Long story, but to punish him, he brought him in a big arena, in a cage. And he brought him out there and made him come out. And then he brought a hungry lion that they kept hungry for a long time and brought him now to go and eat him. So the lion, hungry, and saw my prey, ready prey. I don't even have to, like normally how in the jungle they have to hunt the prey. Nothing like that, ready prey. And he came rushing to him. But as he came to him, he stopped and he put his tail behind his legs, between his legs, and he walked away again. The whole crowd all was shocked and amazed. So that love which Allah had put, that even the animals, they had that love for him. Afterwards, when they asked this alim, that you must have been frightened. Yeah, a lion dashing at you like this. And he's going to eat you now, kill you. What were you thinking at that time? He says, I was thinking of the masala, whether his saliva is paak or napaak. It didn't bother him. When you have that love of Allah, you yourself are in safety zone. You don't have to, that others will put you. You yourself, you know, you don't have any fear whatsoever. Allah removes all that from you. So when the love of Allah comes, even in the creation, the animals, everything, love that person. So this is what we must work for. This is the time to build our iman and our amal. And then get the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. In the explanation of this, it comes then the hadith that a person does not gain closeness to Allah ta'ala more than anything else than the faraiz. What Allah has made farad for us. So all our faraiz, iman is the first thing which is farad. And a person can never reach Allah if his iman is not correct. Therefore, correction of iman, we must be very worried. And then when iman is corrected also, then what is very important in which we lack, great, great ulama, they say that we are lacking in this completely, they say. We are zero. That is yaqeen, conviction on that. That is very, very much necessary. Allah Ta'ala says to the ulama of the Bani Israel, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّا. We will make from amongst them leaders. Who will be the leaders? And the greatest leaders are the leaders of deen, who teach people deen, who lead people to Allah Ta'ala. They are the greatest leaders. Allah said, we will make from them leaders. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And they will guide people according to our command. In other words, they will be maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. There are two conditions. Lamma sabaru, one is sabar. You will going to find opposition. You're going to find, and the more you do the work of deen, the more you can find opposition. The more you follow sunnah, the more you will find people will turn against you. That's a natural thing. So you have to have sabar. Lamma sabaru wa kanu bi ayatina yuqinun. And kanu bi ayatina yuqin, continuous, all the time, complete conviction on Allah Ta'ala. That iman yaqeen. When we were still very young, perhaps about 50 years ago or so, 40, 50 years ago, there was an article in a newspaper that they had interviewed the priests in Australia, and they found that the vast majority of them don't believe on what they are preaching. At that time we said that this is now their condition. Today we have to consider our condition. That what we, our aqaid, we're speaking about, but how much have I got on the presence of Allah? How much at yaqeen, a person will never commit a guna. Wherever he is, no matter under what condition, how much more that Allah is watching me, and the power of Allah, and the rights Allah has got. Allah can do as He please. He can make me into a pig now. He can make me into a monkey. He can make me blind. He can make me mentally dearranged. How will a person? But that lack of that. We hear the virtues of so much amal, but we lack that conviction on it. That the conviction. So this, and we must make dua for it also, and make effort. Amal, what I will be explaining now, and next few days, all this increases that yaqeen on the Zat of Allah Ta'ala. And today a time has come, if you speak properly on the yaqeen of Allah, then it's like a very simple thing you said. This now, everyone knows about it. Just like the munafiqeen said, "Anu'minu kama amana sufaha." Must we bring iman like the simple people? Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Amanna wa saddaqna." We believe. You don't think little, is it right? Isn't there another side of the story also? Isn't there another view also? You just accept everything. Allah said, "Ala innahum humus sufaha." They are the stupid people. So those people who accept wholeheartedly, this is that yaqeen is required. So that is first. Then of course all, and we all, Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these five branches which are of being read out to us all the time, morning, after every namaz, that this must come into our lives. Deen is not just one isolated aspect. It is a whole complete deen. That is what is called deen. Our aqaid can be perfect. Our akhlaq are rotten. It is not going to help us. And our akhlaq are the best. There are many people who are non-Muslims. What good character they have got. But their aqaid are totally wrong. It's not going to help them. So we must have all these five branches. So for such people, so the greatest thing is the faraiz which Allah has made upon us. So check all our faraiz, what are faraz upon us. Our namazes, just check our five times namaz. What's the condition of my five times namaz? Am I doing it regularly? And if I am, what's the condition of the outward postures of my namaz? And then the inside, our concentration, just think of our asr that we made now. How much concentration we have. So, and the greatest a person can reach Allah is through the faraiz. And after the faraid, then Allah, in that hadith, a Qudsi, it comes, a banda, a slave of mine, keeps on gaining proximity, closeness to me, the more he makes nawafir. The more he makes nawafir, he becomes closer to me. So our faraz check was the condition of our faraz. That is the greatest way a person gains closeness to Allah. Then by the nawafir. And he keeps on gaining closeness to me, that is by nawafil, if we are making. If we are not making, just check ourselves, our zuhr, last two nafil, are we making? The four sunnats of asr, they are sunnat, but they will fall in the category of nafil. Are we making that four sunnat? After maghrib, the two nafils, and isha, the four nafils, to make it 17, who of us makes that? And with that, you keep on gaining closeness to Allah. And you become closer and closer, and so close it comes in that hadith, until I make him my eyes by which he looks. I make him my tongue by which he speaks. I make him my hand by which he touches. Allah reward our mashayikh. They explained to us that many of the bidatis, wrong people on the wrong path, they have given the wrong meaning. They said, now, when you keep on making your ibadat, Allah comes into you. Hulul. Now you see with the eyes of Allah. That is the total wrong meaning, complete wrong meaning. But what the correct meaning is, that now you see according to the commands of Allah. And now you can see, and nafal namazes will make all of us got the problem, I can't control my eyes. I can't control my anger. I can't control my lust. So this, the way to remedy it is make our nafal namazes. Then Allah will make it that you'll become the eyes of Allah. And you'll look according to only what Allah has permitted you. You won't look at haram. You'll come in that condition. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. All iman and all righteous amal will become beloved. You'll just enjoy looking at the masajid, you'll get enjoyment. Looking at a pious person, you'll get enjoyment. And وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقْ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. All haram things, the hatred of it will come. If the hatred of sports hasn't still come in my heart, it shows that there is a great neglect in my nafal namazes. If the hatred of Western way of life, their culture, their fashion, their brand names hasn't still come into my life, and all to waste time, the hatred hasn't come into me to waste time. I still enjoy just, and I pay so much money to go and waste time. What is it what we call a holiday? We're going there, what are we going to do? To waste time? To do nothing. A man has to be constructive every moment to get the goodness of dunya also. You have to be constructive. The minute you become lazy and you just want to rest, when you have to rest, sleep away. But just rest, just doing nothing. And an idle mind is a devil's workshop. Don't think that when you're going to rest, you're going to just be resting. You have become now the devil's workshop now. So all that. So how much we are still involved. So our nafal namaz will bring all this. So then, now everything of yours will be according to the command. The other correct explanation ulama have given, that in everything Allah will put barakat. And we see there are those people, what they touch literally turns into gold. This is an alchemy, and it is just that you can make gold stone into gold. But this year, actually, these people here, that whatever they look at, goodness comes in there. And for that reason, we are witness to it. We want buzurgs to come to our house, there will be barakat. Come to our business, there will be barakat. That just wear this clothes of mine for one day, just touch it also, there will be barakat. All that barakat because these people were that nafa. And you know, we don't really have to wait for buzurgs. We must become buzurgs ourselves. Instead of we benefiting from buzurgs, we can benefit others. Just start with our nafal namaz. So that is what we have to do. So Allah increases a person. Now on that line, as we can see, all our faraid, generally, we who are sitting here, how many of us make our nafal namazes? The two nafals of Zohar, the four sunnats of Asr, the nafals after Maghrib, after Isha. We have to try and start doing. And there are so great benefits in that. For your farz namaz, your ibadat, your wajib, sunnat e muakkada, the sawab you can't pass to anyone else. But your nafal, you can pass. And we must make isal e sawab for our parents. If we're making the nafal, then also all the nafal we can pass it. Our ulama have said, and there's a correct view, that how much you send to how many people, Allah won't divide and send. Allah will give everyone the full amount and yours will still remain by you also. So when all these opportunities and whole your faras you can't send to anyone. Your wajib you can't send. Sunnat e muakkada you can't send. You are left with nafal and we're not making nafal. And for our parents to send sawab, how desperate they are if they have passed away. And even in dunya, they will get the sawab. But especially when they have passed away, for so many other people we can send. And in there, well, other great thing we can make, like categories, like first my father, one day I send my Zuhr nafal namaz sawab to him. The next day to my mother, another set of nafal namaz. For example, after Isha, there were after four sunnats of Isha, four faras of Isha, two sunnats of Isha, then we make witr, two nafals we make. And before the witr also, the two nafal, for example, send it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we should send on a daily basis. And another, some nafal namaz we make, send it now to my ustad, which start with my ustad, then to my mashayikh, then to other family people, to different people we can send. We will get the reward. And just imagine today, if somebody has to send two rakats of namaz of sawab to Hazrat Abu Bakr. Now if we just think, our thinking is very limited, but in the world, who we think can be sending for Hazrat Abu Bakr sawab? And Hazrat Abu Bakr sees, oh, today this person of mine, from South Africa, from this country, he sent sawab. And they make dua, and their duas are accepted. They don't get the sawab for their duas. But they make duas also. How much duas they will make for us. So all our different family people in the annals of Islam, if we sometimes we made, for example, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, I sent two rakats of sawab namaz to him. How lot? It will enhance us so much. So Allah give us tawfiq to make all these nafal namazes. Then there are other nafal namazes which also, yeah, alhamdulillah, hopefully in the Khanqah while we are here, we are making them. Ishraq, Chast, Awwabin, Tahajjud. Try and make those namazes also. Each namaz is so valuable. For example, Ishraq namaz. And it's not difficult. It's just a matter of training ourselves. We see how many brothers are making their Ishraq namaz. And we can, every day we can make our Ishraq. You make your Ishraq namaz, the reward of the Ishraq is a Hajj and Umrah sawab, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated three times, Tam, 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 the full Hajj Umrah sawab. Yeah, today we know, for example, presently they say there are 8.2 million people in the Haram. Double the crowd of Hajj also. And to, for there is common that our namazes, the namazes of Haram, Allah hi Haram ki namazu ko qabool farmaye. That how the steps are crooked also, and how did the namazes are made. So it's not easy there in that huge crowds. But you at home, you make your ishraq, and you get the full Hajj sawab. And very few people we will find who made the whole Hajj according to Sunnah. It's not easy, and now it's gone much more difficult. To make Hajj according to the Sunnah is very, very difficult. But you make your Ishraq namaz, and you get the proper full Sunnah Hajj sawab. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam three times said, Tam, Tam, Tam. So what a great namaz. On one occasion, a group of the Sahaba went out for jihad. They came back very soon, and with a huge amount of booty. The other Sahaba were surprised. They went for such a short while and they earned so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, they mentioned to him that my Sahaba's mind is going towards dunya. He turned that direction immediately. And the other, the reality explained to them. Must I not show you something which more, you can earn more than them in less time? And that is your two rakats of Ishraq namaz you make, you will earn more than what they had earned. For them, a few days they went, and whatever, but more. You make your Ishraq namaz, when the sun rises in the morning, on all what it shines, the gold, the silver, all the valuables, more valuable than that is your Ishraq namaz. So Allah give us tawfiq, not only now when we are here in the Khanqah, but our, make our routine around that. That we make our Ishraq namaz every day. The rewards of it are so great. Then chast namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, for every joint in the body, a person must give sadaqah. Every day, sadaqah for every joint. And really, that is also concession. We should be giving sadaqah every moment. We are using the joints all the time. We should be giving, but we are now, instead of every moment, how many moments in 24 hours? Of that, only once we must make our chast namaz. Ishraq namaz is between 2 and 4 rakats. A person who makes 2 and then he makes another 2, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make his daily task easy for him. And that also, our friend, many of us must be knowing him, Sikandar Tayyib, a civil engineer of Lodium. On one occasion, there was a certain thing which the engineers of the country couldn't solve. Individual companies, private companies, and the board of engineers couldn't sort out the matter. Somebody told them about him, and I know him. Personally, we have got a good relationship. He is one thing, like everyone is particular about something. He is very particular about his ishraq. And he says, when the day I made my ishraq, which is almost, sometimes perhaps, then he says, I have a problem. My meetings as I schedule don't work out. I get caught up in the traffic. Otherwise, everything, my namaz time comes properly. I can make my namaz time. My lunch time comes properly. Everything just falls in place, all the meetings. And everything just goes according to schedule. But the day for some reason I didn't make my ishraq, I have a problem. So anyway, this big problem what they were having, somebody told them about him. So they called him, they said, he said, okay, I'll go, I'll have a look also. When he went there and he saw all top engineers of the country, the board of engineers, their engineers are there. So he looked at them, he said, if you give me 2 minutes, he said, no problem. From his bag, he took out his musalla and he made 2 rakats namaz first. All that engineers phoned their companies, phoned the board of engineers. We asked for an engineer to solve out our problem, not a priest. You will send a priest here. He's coming here and he's praying here. We want somebody to sort out this problem. Worldly people think like that. So anyway, he finished, and in half an hour, what they couldn't sort out in 2 months, how many engineers, top engineers, half an hour. And you ask him, he says, it's not me, the barakat of namaz. And he's particular about his. So Allah, give us tawfiq to understand. These things build our yaqeen. Allah, make it the amal build our yaqeen. The promises of Allah build our yaqeen. We got a yaqeen when we hear certain incidents like this. Or some scientific research. Our yaqeen is on scientific research. Our yaqeen is on experiment, on what happens, or certain incidents. But our yaqeen is not on the word of Allah and His Rasul. And today a person who has that yaqeen is a very simple man. He just believes whatever Quran has said. And he just follows it literally. That whatever. He doesn't make any explanation and put it this way, that way, this possibility, that possibility, this allowance, that allowance. He just accepts it. That is what is required from us. And then see. So then anyway, so ishraq namaz, if a person makes, if the solution for people who got back problems, knee problems, is not a knee replacement, not surgery, not operation, start with your ishraq namaz. Start giving sadaqah and see. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's words that ishraq, chash namaz is the sadaqah of all the joints, 360 joints in the body. Sadaqah, chash namaz is a sadaqah for all of them. So Allah give us tawfiq to read. The chash namaz is between 2 and 12 rakats. Like that we will normally read 2 rakats. But at least once in a lifetime let us read 12. Now when we are in the khanqah, it's possible. When we go in jamaat, it's possible. When we go for Hajj Umrah, it's possible. If we say we haven't got free time, now we go. Or it's possible when we go for our holidays. We say, I'm going to do nothing, so go and now make 12 rakat chash namaz. You say you're going to do nothing, and you are doing nothing. So make your chash namaz there. So anyway, the 12 rakats of chash, the value of it is very, very great. Then awwabin namaz. Awwabin namaz is between 6 and 20. And the 6, Allah reward our shaykh who taught us the teachings of many ulama, the 6 they regard, the 2 sunnat e muakkada also, which the whole ummah makes. Whole ummah generally makes the 2 nafals also. We make normally, we say maghrib is 7 rakats, 3 faras, 2 sunnat e muakkada, the 2 nafals. Many people do make that 2 nafals. So, 4 we are making. Just make another 2. And our 2 is 2 minutes. Our 2 is not 2 hours. There are, mashallah, those buzurg that the 2 rakat namaz, whole night is 2 rakats of nafal namaz. But ours is 2 minutes. And we have made our 6. Then our awabin will be complete. And at least once in a lifetime, try and make 20 also. That is at least one. If we can make it more often, regularly, what to say of that person. Then awabin namaz, a person gets the sawab, just by adding the 2 more, We are making the two sunnat-e-muakkada. And we are making the two nafal. Just make two more and we'll get the sawab of awwabin. And the sawab of awwabin, 12 years ibadat sawab. So you understand it? You are working for somebody, you are getting 10,000 rand a month, your wages. And the boss tells you, your knock-off time is 5 o'clock, you can go now. But if you stay extra, you make nafal today. We just got a delivery in, or a very special customer has just come, and if you can help, whatever, you just give us 2 minutes, and I will give you 12 years of wages. And you think the boss is under some, he's taken some drugs or something, he's under some toxicant or something. 12 years wages for 2 minutes. And what is the 12 years wages? 10 times 12, 120,000. Times another 10, 1 million, 200,000 he's going to give me if I just give him 2 minutes. It's impossible. He's just lying or something. Or he doesn't know what he's talking. But Allah is giving us 2 rakats of nafal you make and 12 years wages I'll get. And if you are earning 10,000, then it will come to 1.2. And if you are earning 20,000 a month, it will come to 2.4 million. And if you are earning 40,000 a month, it will come 4.8 million. So how much our ibadat is normally, according to that 12 years ibadat sawab Allah will give you. So if our ibadat is right at the bottom ebb, we will get 12 years, but that's very low. And if our ibadat is high normally, and for the 2 rakats now, our awabin we have completed, we'll get the sawab of so many, so great sawab. Awabin is another name for tawabin. And tawabin, those who make a lot of tawbah. And awab are also those people who turn a lot to Allah. And who make a lot of tawbah. And Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. Allah loves those people who make, just by your 2 rakat namaz you have made awabin, you are counted amongst the tawabin. And Allah declares His love for those people. So easy to gain that reward also. You make your awabin namaz, your gunas, even if they are equal to the foam of the oceans of the seas, Allah Ta'ala makes it maaf. So easy. So how can we deprive ourselves? The main thing is lack of yaqeen. If that yaqeen is there, even if a person is feeling tired, sleepy, he'll push himself. He'll do it. But if he haven't got the yaqeen, all the facilities, he's got his wuzu, he's got all the opportunity, he's waiting for somebody to come pick him up 10 minutes there, he can make 4 rakats namaz easily in 10 minutes. He can make more than that also. But he'll rather just sit around, just talk around. He'll read the notices on the notice board 10 times over. But he won't get tawfiq of making to make 2 rakats of namaz also. So that yaqeen is required. And then comes tahajjud namaz, another very great namaz which Allah Ta'ala has given us. In tahajjud namaz, our Shaykh Jazakumullah explained, when does tahajjud namaz time start? Immediately after Isha. That's the awwal time. The premium time, the best time is in the last part of the night. Not early part of the night, even if you slept away. In the last part of the night, that is the best time for tahajjud. But the awwal waqt, it starts the minute you have finished your Isha. And Isha, for this purposes, are finished. When you made your 4 faras of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-muakkada, your Isha namaz is over. Now from there, tahajjud time starts. And it is for that reason that in Ramadan, the grand mufti, grand alims, all make their witr behind the imam in Ramzan. The time of witr is tahajjud time. Witr is not part of Isha namaz. It's a complete separate namaz. And the ruling now also is, those who are sure they will get up tahajjud time, they must make their witr that time. They mustn't make it after Isha. If you are sure you will get up. But see, in Ramadan we make it all with jama'at. Because the time has started, if it wasn't time, we couldn't have made it. It shouldn't be allowed to make our witr namaz. The time has started already. So and witr time and tahajjud time is the same time. It is the one time. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, always the last of his namaz, he made it the witr. the end, the last namaz, made it witr. So he made his tahajjud, then he made his witr. Normally, 8 rakats and 3 rakats of witr. That was the normal practice. There are different practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With tahajjud namaz, the rewards are so great that in one hadith, 4 great virtues are mentioned. Ulama, Allah reward them, they have written whole kitabs on the virtues of tahajjud namaz. And that we can make it after Isha, nobody can say, I can't. I've got an excuse. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you are the laziest person, you can sit and make them. If you are very much in a hurry, you don't have to read Surah Baqarah and Ali Imran. You can read Wal Asr in Inna Atayna. And in a sitting position, you don't have to read 15 times Tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. You can even just read it 1 time, 3 times, but your tahajjud will be made. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will announce all those who made tahajjud stand up, where the people who hold night their tahajjud, where they will be standing in the first saf, you won't be left out from the last saf. You'll be in that group. And all Allah's favors that will be showered upon them, you will be included in all those favors. So 4 great virtues for making tahajjud. First, da'bu salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. In other words, the minute you start making tahajjud, your name is recorded in the beautiful way how a sheikh should explain. Allah has got one separate register of all the salihin. Your name is entered in that register. You are counted amongst the Salihin. And when you are counted amongst the Salihin, you are getting du'as 24 hours of the Musallis, people who are making namaz throughout the world. Because according to geographical differences, time differences, people are making namaz all the time in the world. Somewhere in Fiji, somewhere in America, somewhere in Alaska, everywhere, different times, different namaz, but 24 hours ibadat is carrying on. And everyone in his namaz, it won't be complete unless he says, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillah. Peace be upon us and all ibadis salihin. 8.2 million people in the haram of Mecca, all of them have to read also As-salamu alayna and for all the ibadis salihin. By your 2 rakats, you qualified to become ibadis salihin. So you are getting the dua of not only 8.2 million people of Haram of Mecca in Ramadan, but a whole world's people. And the Ramadan, during what the roza, they are making namazes. At night, the valuable nights of Ramadan, they are making namaz. You are getting, just because you made 2 rakats. So what a great boon Allah has given us. So, da'bu salihin. And qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become the favorite of Allah. Just by 2 rakats you make tahajjud. Tahajjud has got many virtues. Amongst them, you become the favorite of Allah. You become the wali of Allah. Tahajjud namaz makes you the... And manhiyatun anil ithm. It saves you from guna. Many we know, I don't want to make this guna, but I fall in the guna. We haven't got that willpower. This is the willpower. This is the power station, which our sheikh explained. Electricity is brought by the electricity department. As they are supplying, it becomes weak. Then they put a small, not a power station, what? Generator or something, to boost the power. So tahajjud boosts the power. You got the power, but very weak. Just one small thunderstorm, and your power is gone. Just you see some woman little with some funny kind clothes, and your power is gone. I can't stop myself now. Some sweet voice you hear, and finish, you are gone. And you're just overtaken with. This tahajjud will be that power. It will make you strong. No matter what the temptations, you won't fall for them. And mukaffaratal lisayyatikum. The gunas that you have committed, tahajjud is the kaffara. All your gunas will be forgiven. 4 great virtues in one hadith. So tahajjud namaz is a very great. And our shaykh in his beautiful way used to explain, tahajjud at night, after Isha, before sleeping, is like eating sandwiches, dal roti, a simple meal. And tahajjud at tahajjud time, the last part of the night, is like biryani. So in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry. Perhaps your eyes don't open and now you'll be hungry, you'll be weak. So eat your sandwiches, have your dal roti. And when tahajjud time and your eyes open and you get the smell of biryani, yawn, I'm full, I can't eat now. You'll definitely eat again. So make your tahajjud at night, and those who start at night, after Isha, easy, you got wuzu, you're in the masjid, environment of namaz, nothing to deter you. If you think I'll go and make it home, before we leave the masjid, wuzu is broken. Before you enter the house, your wife tells you somebody phoned, you must return his call. Somebody is coming to meet you in 5 minutes. Then everything gets forgotten. So just make it 2 rakat in the masjid, sitting position, our tahajjud will get done. So our tahajjud namaz is also very. Then inshallah we'll carry on with other nafil namazes also that we can make. And with this, we just by making our nafil, we can become the favorites of Allah. Allah will declare to Jibreel, I love so and so. You love him. All this we can get now in Ramadan. This is now the time, ayyamam ma'dudat, the training period. Just do all this and then carry on whole year. And when we make all our nafil namazos, which we are making, we're getting up for tahajjud. Don't just make it, I have to do it, it's Ramadan. Make niyat, Allah give me tawfiq whole year. And then we'll carry on. And don't think now I'm putting myself to big problems. No, Allah will make it not easy, enjoyable. Allah will put it, the enjoyment you won't be able to do without it. You'll enjoy it and all the rewards separately again. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make our nafal namazes and all the aspects of nafal also come into our life. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.